This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hackers gave pro players cheats during the finals of an Apex Legends competition. YouTube has new rules for realistic AI-generated videos. And NVIDIA's new Blackwell chips are up to 30 times faster. It's Tuesday, March 19th, and this is Engadget News. Respawn, the EA-owned studio behind Apex Legends, has postponed the North American Finals tournament after hackers broke into matches and equipped players with cheats. The developer delayed the competition due to the competitive integrity of the series being compromised. Footage of the hacks available on Twitch gave players the ability to see their opponent's location, while notable player Imperial Hal was handed an aimbot, which artificially improves their aim while playing. Cheating has been a continual issue for EA, and one that players claim the company is doing little to mitigate. Other grievances include a focus on profits over experience, such as bumping up the price of skins. Furthermore, EA laid off about 650 people at the end of February. Respawn's in-progress Star Wars first-person shooter game was canceled alongside the terminations. At the time, CEO Andrew Wilson told employees that EA was streamlining their company operations to deliver deeper, more connected experiences for fans everywhere. A new time for the North American finals of Apex Legends has not been announced, but a social media post stated that it would share more information soon. In the meantime, EA and Respawn have to determine how to block the hackers' current access and how to reopen qualifications without risking further hacks. Many companies and platforms are wrangling with how to handle AI-generated content as it becomes more prevalent. One key concern for many is the labeling of such material to make it clear that an AI model whipped up a photo, video, or piece of audio. To that end, YouTube has laid out its new rules for labeling videos made with artificial intelligence. The platform will require anyone uploading a realistic-looking video that is made with altered or synthetic media, including generative AI, to label it for the sake of transparency. YouTube defines realistic content as anything that a viewer could easily mistake for an actual person, event, or place. If a creator uses a synthetic version of a real person's voice to narrate a video, or replaces someone's face with another person's, they'll need to include a label. They'll also need to include the disclosure if they alter footage of a real event or place, such as by modifying an existing cityscape or making it look like a real building is on fire. YouTube says that it might apply one of these labels to a video if a creator hasn't done so, especially if the altered or synthetic content has the potential to confuse or mislead people. The team notes that while it wants to give creators some time to get used to the new rules, YouTube will likely penalize those who persistently flout the policy by not including a label when they should be. These labels will start to appear across YouTube in the coming weeks, starting with the mobile app and then desktop and TVs. They'll mostly appear in the expanded description, noting that the video includes altered or synthetic content, adding that sound or visuals were significantly edited or digitally generated. However, When it comes to more sensitive topics, such as news, elections, finance, and health, YouTube will place a label directly on the video player to make it more prominent. Creators won't need to include the label if they only used generative AI to help with things like script creation, coming up with ideas for videos, or to automatically generate captions. Labels won't be necessary for clearly unrealistic content, or if changes are inconsequential, like adjusting colors or using special effects like adding background blur alone won't require creators to use the altered content label, nor will applying lighting filters, beauty filters, or other enhancements. In addition, YouTube says it's still working on a revamped takedown request process for synthetic or altered content that depicts a real, identifiable person's face or voice. It plans to share more details about that updated procedure soon.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
In less than 2 years, NVIDIA's H100 chips, which are used by nearly every AI company in the world to train large language models that power services like ChatGPT, made it one of the world's most valuable companies. On Monday, NVIDIA announced a next-generation platform called Blackwell, whose chips are between 7 and 30 times faster than the H100 and use 25 times less power. NVIDIA's Blackwell chips are named in honor of David Harold Blackwell, a mathematician who specialized in game theory and statistics. NVIDIA claims that Blackwell is the world's most powerful chip. It offers a significant performance upgrade to AI companies with speeds of 20 petaflops compared to just 4 petaflops that the H100 provided. Much of this speed is made possible thanks to the 208 billion transistors in Blackwell chips compared to 80 billion in the H100. To achieve this, NVIDIA connected 2 large chip dies that can talk to each other at speeds up to 10 terabytes per second. NVIDIA did not disclose how much Blackwell chips would cost. Its H100 chips currently run between $25,000 and $40,000 per chip, according to CNBC, and entire systems powered by these chips can cost as much as $200,000. Despite their costs, NVIDIA's chips are in high demand. Last year, delivery wait times were as high as 11 months. And having access to NVIDIA's AI chips is increasingly seen as a status symbol for tech companies looking to attract AI talent. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by senior editor Pranav Dixit and contributors Chris Holt and Sarah Fielding, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.